kind of time of the year. Everybody's a little banged up, kind of looking forward to the bye week. So we got two more left. Hopefully we can stay fairly healthy and get some guys back afterwards.
Aaron, do you see some similarities between this year and 2010, just with the injuries, the slow start, that sort of thing?
I hope so. I mean, this is... been similar in the fact that we lost some key guys in 2010, and we've lost some key guys already this year, and started a little slow. We lost a couple games in overtime that year, back to back, and then we started kind of getting on a roll before the bye week, and we'd like to do the same thing this season. We've got two more left. Another, you know, little talked about fact was the 2010 World Series winners. San Francisco Giants are back in the World Series as well, so we're pulling for the Giants to get a win, and hopefully that means that we'll be headed down to New Orleans.
Aaron, what's the value of running the ball even when you're not getting those big chunks of yardage? Is that the biggest difference that you've stayed with it the last couple of weeks?
Value, yeah. I think it's about slowing down a rush. It's about making sure they just can't tee off and come up the field every single time and get a jump on the snap. We got to stay with it. It's actually more about quantity now than quality. And, you know, we'd like to have more quality runs, you know, more. We're winning the down, we call it. We're, you know, getting those 4, 5, 6, 10, 12, 80-yard runs. But it's just about attempts. It's making sure we're keeping the defense honest and looking for some sort of balance.
Aaron, what are your thoughts about going on with Charles Woodson? I mean, it's a significant way. How do you go about
it? I think it's probably more significant than even people think when they talk about it, because he's more than just a player. He's a presence in the locker room. He's a leader. He's a vocal leader. He's a big play guy on defense. He's a guy people have to account for every time. I know if I was playing our defense, I'd want to know where he was at, whether he was in the high safety or whether he was down on the slot, whether he was coming on pressure. He gets a lot of hits on the football. He's forced a lot of fumbles here over his time. So he's a close friend and disappointed for him, but excited that he was a little more upbeat the last couple of days. So I think he's going to be on the low end of that timeline, and we'd love to get him back as quick as possible.
How big of a challenge is it to not only be facing an uncommon opponent, but be dealing with a lot of new faces in the lineup at the same time?
Yeah, I mean, we're pretty good on offense. We don't have a ton of new faces over there. You know, hopefully any injuries that we had today will be minor and we can get everybody back. But, you know, it's been nice to have, you know, Randall step up and play really well, and James Jones obviously playing well, having a good season. Defensively, you know, they do pose some different things. We haven't seen a ton of them, obviously. There's not many guys probably on this team from the 08 season. We went down there and played them and got beat. You look at that film, and there's a lot of guys playing that game that aren't here anymore. So it's an uncommon opponent. The film study's got to go up this week. The preparation's got to go up, and hopefully the guys will respond positively.
Yeah, so is this a trap game? Is it one of those?
No. I don't know what that means, so no.
Lesser opponent, you guys are rolling those kind of things.
Yeah, I know what it means. I was being facetious. No, it's not.
Aaron, how much pride do you take just the red zone efficiency you guys had on
offense? I take a ton of pride in that, and we haven't been very balanced down there. It's been pretty much all pass, but we've been effective. In the red zone, the windows get tighter. The efficiency has to go up. You have to have a good mentality in there, making sure you're making good decisions, quick decisions. We've done a good job. We've made some big plays down there. We've made some big-time catches. We've been on the same page, and it's been fun to cash in a lot of those into touchdowns, and we got to keep doing it.
Aaron, you guys have kind of been up and down on the roller coaster a little bit, and still not even halfway through the season. Jeff Saturday was saying he thought Mike McCarthy's had a real good sense of not letting people on the outside define who you guys are. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think that's a great way to put it. I think Mike's done a good job of keeping us focused, and it's interesting when you talk about some of the media topics every week, and this year, for whatever reason, a lot of them haven't been focused on the current opponent, the team we're playing this week. And it's been some distractions outside the facility. There's been some things that people are talking about for whatever reason, but inside the locker room, we've kept it together good. We've come together. There's good chemistry on this team, and I think the leadership's been great, starting with Ted and the personnel they brought in, and with Mike. Mike's setting the direction for the team every week. He's done a good job at that.
Aaron, Donald Driver spoke not long ago, a couple minutes ago, and said, hopefully he's still part of the playbook. What is his role at this point in your
Well, I don't make those decisions, so I'm going to defer to the staff on that. But, you know, we're having some guys step in and make some plays. Randall's getting more opportunities to make the most of them. And James and Jordy, it's a long season, though, and at some point we're going to count on him to make the plays he's capable of making. And until then, he's just going to be a great teammate and look for his opportunities. When he gets them, you know, we expect him to make the plays. Yeah, we need to. You know, we've had a couple good games offensively the last couple weeks, and got to keep it going. We got two home games. We expect when you're looking at the schedule before the season, you know, the home games, regardless of your opponent, you want to win those because you have the home field advantage, you have the snap count, you have, your defense with that crowd noise. We got to play well these next 2 weeks to get in the bye at 6-3.
Aaron, what's your concern level with Greg at this point? Do you think he's just trying to assure himself it's nothing real bad, or is he really concerned about what he's doing?
Well, I can't speak for Greg. I haven't talked to him, haven't seen him yet today. But we want him to come back as quickly as he can. But he's got to do what's best for his body, and I know his toughness and how badly he wants to be on the field. So if he can't be out there, we know it's got to be something significant.
Two more.
Aaron, I hear that you and Ryan Braun are going to have a fundraiser for some of the shooting victims down in Brookfield. I know your restaurant club is down in Brookfield. Why did you guys decide to do that? Is it because of the community?
It's 100% because of the community, and Omar and Ryan and I talked about just doing something for the victims. Obviously, having the restaurant there now and taking a greater interest in the Brookfield area is big time tragedy. And so anything we can do to help out is what Omar and Ryan and I are going to do.
When, where, and what?
Stay tuned.
Halloween costume?
I don't know. Let's see. I got too many other things to worry about.
Fair enough.